pretty girl. This guy's just left and right.
It's not her fault. I mean, like, of course, that's why you went after her.
Right.
You know
what I mean?
Right.
See, I can't blame you. We know that you have good taste.
You have good taste. Yeah. Shut up. And so there's many things that I'm working on. My jealousy, my insecurities, etc. Right? And so it goes both ways where it's like, can I even handle like a really beautiful, pretty girl? Model, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, well, you're so seasoned. You know what I mean?
Am I?
You're so seasoned. Are you seasoned? Usually people are like, they do the recording, they're like, oh man, I wish I was more like talkative, chit-chatty, like from the start. But I feel like, you know, you're seasoned. I saw some of the previous episodes, you know, previous other podcasts you've been a part of.
Oh, and like what?
We did lots of research.
Wow. Oh yeah. Yeah, like you'll need to take me to that breakfast burrito place.
Okay.
You see, what I was thinking was like, oh, that's so unfortunate that he's a bacon guy, because I'm a sausage person.
So me too. But
no, you said you're a bacon person.
No, I originally am a sausage guy. I like
sausage.
Yeah, I like sausages. Okay. You know, all sizes, whatever it is. But with breakfast burritos, I've converted.
Okay, so you see, you did.
But I still appreciate it. I mean, I don't hate it. But like sausage, egg and cheese biscuits, like egg McMuffins.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I digress. I bring this up because, you had mentioned you were a bacon type of breakfast burrito person.
Yeah, I am.
And what else? I was really considering. I know I didn't like forewarn you, but so you know we can't. But you know, I was like, huh, what would this recording be like if we were drinking?
Oh, do you want a drink?
Do you want to drink?
I'm not down.
I'm not down either.
Should we do a break? Should we break? Should I go grab some
sauce? Let's do it. We can share a drink. Let's share a drink. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I feel like that's how Koreans bond. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're right.
Over a nice glass of seltzer.
It's going to be a little head shake, you know?
Ooh, I like that.
This is my favorite flavor. One of my favorite flavors.
Really?
I like the original pack, which is like this, the...
mango?
No, that's the different. That's different. The original one is like
lime?
This. The lime's the least one.
Black cherry?
Black cherry's pretty good. Yeah? It's not bad.
Yeah?
It's not bad.
I've never tried this before, so...
Seltzer sour. I don't like sour stuff.
Is this going to leave your mouth like blue? Because I don't want to be like talking to you.
I guess we gotta find out.
Yeah, I think we'll find out.
I guess, you know, we've never met prior to this, which I think is kind of crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. And just to, you know, we already started and we're already way into it, but just for those who may not be too familiar with like, who is June?
Hello. I'm June.
I'm here. This is me.
Who am I? I guess my occupation is actor, MC, and content creator.
Okay.
That's kind of how I phrase it. Yeah.
And if your friends had to describe you, how would they describe you?
It's funny. Just like, I was always like the class clown. Funny guy. Charming, dashingly good looking. I don't know why you're laughing. It's just
so charismatic.
That's
exactly how
they said
friends.
It, not me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm just quoting.
Exactly.
Exact words.
Exactly.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
And so... You mentioned actor as one of your occupations.
Yes.
And how has that been going? How has the industry been? What have you been up to?
Have you been in it for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I moved here for acting. I moved here.
Classic. That's very original of you.
Yep. Yeah. I know. Just one in a bunch, right? I moved here for acting, you know, Hollywood. That's like my big goal.
Hollywood, baby.
I've been acting, I mean, like, I guess 5 years-ish.
Okay.
But I've just been kind of doing it my whole life, indirectly, too. Just indirectly, I've been kind of doing it my whole life. And right now, it's going well. It was really slow when I first moved. It's been going well. Mm. Yeah. With the HBO thing last year, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I have to burp.
Oh, yeah. Burp it out. Burp it out.
That's going to be recurring.
Yeah.
I did it, the HBO, a short film on HBO, which was really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called Neh.
Yes,
and Neh. It was directed by Jesse.
Yep. Shout out to Jesse.
Yeah. Starring June Lee and Leanne Park.
So funny story about that. Jesse was looking for a lead. Uh-huh. He couldn't find a lead. He was trying to find a Korean American guy.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he was looking on Facebook, Craigslist, all these like things.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's either his sister or one of my followers, like a fan, messaged him or sent him a message saying, hey, you should check out this June guy. And so he emailed me, and then we did a Zoom audition, and I read for it, and then yeah, he liked it. So that's how that happened.
Okay.
That was cool. And so through content, through social media, that's kind of, I treat social media as like my online portfolio.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why my Instagram is public, because I'm like marketing myself in a way. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool that you were able to like make those connections. Because we kind of know Jesse from home.
Gotcha.
I know Leanne from school. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's just, you know, like who you know. And then also like, I guess in your case, like, who knows you?
Yeah. It's a small world.
Yeah.
So would you say like up until now, your favorite like project was Ne on HBO?
Up until now.
Actually, let's not use the word favorite. Like maybe just the most interesting.
Biggest, sure.
Okay.
I mean, it just, it turned out to be the biggest because, you know, Jesse didn't even tell me. It wasn't even his intention to do it through the HBO route.
Yeah.
And then the day before, so HBO has a yearly contest for Asian short films. Mm-hmm. And then the day before the submissions were due, Jesse just happened to finish editing the short. And he was like, why not?
Yeah.
And then he just tossed it in. And then we ended up winning. And then we were like one of the two winners. Yeah. So it turned out to be my first streaming platform thing.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I mean, even though it's a short film, but still, we're on there.
Yeah, on HBO.
We're on there. You type forever. Up and like, that's my face. Yeah. Like, so it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And so that was definitely a really big moment. In my life, and that's just something I've been kind of like, one of my milestones, one of my goals to be on a streaming platform, and so it's really cool to kind of check that off.
Moving. Yeah,
but just now recently, like, this new project took the throne.
So are you allowed to talk about
it? We can get into it. Okay. So this is the
okay
reason.
So your hot boy summer
was more involuntary.
Oh, okay.
But now fully embraced.
Oh, okay. Great.
Nobody's safe anymore.
Not at all.
Absolutely not. So I guess rewinding like 2.5 months ago, almost 3 months ago, I found an open call, which is anyone can audition. Mm-hmm. They just throw it out on the internet, and it's like, hey, we're looking for this role. If you think you fit, like, send your self tape. And so I didn't have an acting manager or agent at that time. And so I just saw it. And also other people were sending it to me on Instagram, like DMing it to me.
Oh, cool.
And they're like, hey, we think you'd be good for this. So I was like, you know what, why not? So I did. And then long story short, I booked it. I got it. I went through like four rounds.
Four rounds?
It's like four.
Is that typical of like...
For something of this caliber, I think so. Around there, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is the biggest thing I've ever did. This is
okay.
And so I'm gonna be on a TV show. It's a brand new TV show that hasn't come out. It's coming out next year, I think. The turnaround is really fast.
Okay.
And I am going to be what's called a series regular, which is right under the lead, which is I'm part of the main cast.
Let's go.
Yeah. So we're season one.
Yeah,
you've got green.
No. I haven't even started.
Oh,
I start next. I start in like 5 days, 6 days.
Wow.
Like next week, and so this is my big thing. And
are you allowed to share like kind of like the character that you're portraying?
I think by then it'll be out.
Yeah.
So I play the main character's best friend.
Okay.
And I'm a drug dealer. But not like some badass cool. I'm just
uh-huh.
It's coming in. That's why I've been trying to work out.
Oh, like, your shoulders. That's why you were doing
it. It's not required for the show.
Right.
But I'm trying to look as good as I can on camera. Camera already adds 10 pounds,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
I need to compensate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this quarantine weight has, you know what I mean? It needs to. It's getting too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's settling.
Yeah.
Right?
It's settling.
I'm getting a little concerned, right? So I play like a drug dealer. And the funny story is when I booked the role, when I got the call, my friends were in town. Glenn was in town and a couple other friends. Mm-hmm. And they're in Georgia, and weed's not legal there. So the first thing they want to go to a dispensary.
Oh.
So I dropped them off at a dispensary and I got the call. that I got it like while they were inside. So I'm playing a drug dealer in real life. I'm dropping off my friends at a dispensary. It's just funny. It's just like,
so did you go in to like get you the vibe of like what it feels
like? No, I was too busy. I was like, I was in the car. I was crying, actually. Well, I didn't. It took me a while. Like, I it sounds cheesy, but I recorded myself after the call. Oh, just to kind of document this of moment. Course. This was like a big, big moment.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was nothing for 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then just, it just, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It was just, and then my friends called me, like, can you come get us? I'm like, oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
That's too hilarious.
But can you guys guess how it's gonna air? I'll let you guys guess that part. This is the biggest.
Where
thing.
And how?
Is Apple, it is streaming?
Apple streaming? TV?
No.
ABC. HBO?
No. No.
Netflix? Hulu? Disney? Netflix?
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 Shut up.
How many countries are you gonna be available in? Oh my gosh!
Wow.
International.
Now we're gonna, like, we already saw June's face on HBO. Now it's gonna be on the 1, 2, 3, you know, like when they have the highlighted.
Yeah. It's gonna be like 98% match.
Yeah.
It's like trending in USA.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be, this is the first time I'm talking about it publicly, actually. Whoa. I've only told like friends and on a public forum. You guys are the first ones to know.
Dude, we're all in
it. So now we're all in this friend DA together. I signed the NDA.
Okay, friend DA.
But I have my own friend DA, so I told my friends and family, right? Okay. So we're part, y'all are part of the friend DA.
Okay. Yeah,
all
so until
the, too. Until the article is out.
Okay, you got it.
No, ma'am.
You got it.
But with that said, I mean, I can kind of share whatever I think. Great. I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, so the hair, it's giving me like very like upbeat drug dealer. Like what is this?
Yeah,
what
just
is
kind of like, vibe? I'm like, I think. Upbeat drug
dealer. Because it's giving me like 90s, like.
That's what
like,
everyone's saying.
Yeah, like K-pop. Old, like,
90s, 2000 K-pop, the frosted tips are coming back.
Yeah, that's what it's giving me. I don't know what upbeat drug dealer you're talking
about. Like Miami. I'm imagining that Miami.
I wish I went to Miami like this. It's so funny because they were asking, Netflix was asking for old pictures to put in my room for all the show. And in elementary, middle school, I had highlights. So it's just, it just, who would have thought?
Full circle.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. You've just always been blonde.
Yeah. natural. Yeah.
I haven't done this since like elementary school, so it's just so fun.
That's so funny.
But yeah, so they were also trying to get this big actor for the show, and they were trying for months. Mm. And we finally got this person. And then once that person was confirmed, then it kind of sunk in where I was like, I think this is going to be like a, this is going
to
be.
This is it. Actually, we don't want it to be it. We don't want it to be like.
But this is definitely, there's gonna be some traction.
Oh,
on
for
this show.
Sure.
Right,
okay.
Right. Because this person's gonna bring in like weight, almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but June is too. You know.
I hope so. Yeah. We'll see. But yeah, if you guys get, I'll let you guys guess it.
The person.
Uh huh.
Oh my God! Stop! Oh my God! Stop!
Yeah, I know.
Right? Oh, it's an all Asian cast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Henry Golding.
Male or female?
Henry Golding.
Bigger.
But I'm so bad at
bigger.
Names.
He said
Henry,
bigger.
Is Henry the...
Even if you don't know names, even if you don't know the name, you know the person. Everyone knows the person.
Daniel Henney.
Bigger.
Wait, is he bigger than... Wait, who's he just say?
Henry Golding.
Is Daniel that the guy from Crazy Rich Asians?
Yeah.
Who's bigger? Who's bigger? Who's OG?
Bigger Asian?
Like Sandra Oh.
Bigger, though.
Bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Big.
All Asian cast. Who's
bigger?
Simu?
Simu's not bigger than...
Yeah, I feel like... Yeah.
Simu's bigger than Sandra Oh?
That's different.
Yeah, I mean, not yes, no, but this person is like, so for sure bigger than Simu. Like, too. Like for all of them.
Did Jackie Chan pass away?
No, not Jackie. But
wait, maybe he's alive.
Not as big, but in the same vein.
Oh, the dad in like Simu's dad?
No, but close.
You know what? You're close. Okay,
Tony Leung, no.
Okay, don't judge me. Why was I gonna say Bruce Lee?
No.
Bruce Lee is definitely dead.
No, he's not. That's Bruce Lee. I was thinking about Jet Li. Sorry.
Is it Jet Li?
No. It's not. It's okay.
Okay, don't be disappointed if I don't react because I might not know the name.
No. It's
that came out really fast.
It's not a male.
Oh,
wait, it's not
it's
what?
It's not a male. It's not Michelle Yeoh.
Oh!
So
screaming. I was like screaming, but that's the girl from Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And Shang-Chi.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what you said. I was close.
Yeah. And she's a James Bond girl. Like I think the first and only Asian James Bond girl.
Oh my god. One of them,
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. She's in a movie with Jet Li. Jackie Chan. But she's like internationally big.
Internationally.
Because I feel like my parents would know her by another name.
She's been in the industry for a long time. Yeah.
Right.
Wait, that's crazy.
But we got her. Wow. Yeah. And I met her.
I'm gonna go.
You met her.
I met her.
And what is she like in person?
She's so sweet. She's tiny too.
I can imagine that.
I would expect her to be like 5'10". Why does she look 5'10"? Like I feel like in all her like Vogue photo shoots, I was like, how are you doing this?
Yeah, she's like 105 max, I think. The way she carries Jacked? Herself? No. The way she carries herself.
She got dropped.
Yeah. She's very, just the way she carries herself is just very strong.
Posture.
Yeah, just like
poise. Like
I met her a few times and we had a dinner, and then I didn't expect her to remember my name because the first time I met her was like so quick.
Yeah.
And then she was like doing her round, saying hi to everyone.
Yeah.
She's like, Jun. And just giving me, I'm like, come on. You know, she's laughing at my jokes. She thinks I'm funny.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm allowed to. Well, okay, so the other day at the dinner, we had a team, like a cast dinner.
Uh-huh.
Team dinner.
I went to Gwyneth Paltrow's house. I met her.
Did you smell her candle?
I wish.
What is it called? What is her brand?
Goop. I did.
Is it Posh? What is
Goop?
No. Goop. Yeah, it's Goop.
No. But like, what is the name of her candle? It's like
Goop, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I don't know.
It's supposed to smell like her vagina.
No, I know. Is it not?
Yeah. It's Goop though. Yeah.
Oh, Goop is the brand, but then her candle is a.
Oh, like a subsidiary.
It's like a product of Goop.
I see.
But then it's called something. I just don't know it, but.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
She meet her family too?
No. Nah, well, just so the.
Didn't she have a daughter that looks just like her?
I think so.
The husband is a producer of the show. So that's how.
Okay.
And so he invited us to dinner. And so I just went to their house. It was crazy.
Wow. And like, is it like amazing?
It's really nice. It's not like a huge, like just a skyscraper type mansion, but it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. And there's like, yeah, it's so nice. It's so pretty.
I'm sure this is all very surreal, right? So would you have anything to say to June that came here when they first moved here?
Yeah.
You know? So like, could you, maybe some advice, or like, you know, I'm sure you feel, you're doing a lot. Like, this is great.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you. I mean, first off, he'd be like, liar, get out of here. You know, what do you mean? Apparently, I just had a conversation with someone when I, just the other week.
Mm-hmm.
So I met someone when I first moved, and like he helped me set up my bed and everything.
Yeah, and when was that?
I'm about to hit my 3 years this month.
Okay.
In LA, and then he was like, "Do you remember the conversation when we had when you first moved? You were so scared and back and forth of if you made the right choice or not. You were like, dude, did I just make the dumbest mistake of my life?
Yeah.
But I don't remember that conversation because now, even before this, it was just. It was just the right choice. There's no second thought of me having moving back. But I mean, yeah, that June, I mean, that was a rough period. I was like in a dark, low place, you know, for the like 7 months, because it's new city, not too many friends.
Yeah.
Like I was broke. Mm. One of my biggest flexes, I never worked a part-time job moving here. I just made it all through emceeing content and savings.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, some months were rough.
Yeah.
Like rough.
Really rough. Yeah,
rough. I don't recommend. Yeah. This is the thing I've been working towards my whole life. Like, this is the reason I moved to LA.
Yeah.
And this is hopefully the beginning.
Yeah.
But this is like the milestone.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, my end goal is Hollywood. To be quite frank, is I want to be international, if possible. If that's the dream.
Yeah. You are Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah.
International.
You are.
Yeah, you are her.
Yeah. Because I believe because I believe, you know, you have a dream, you accomplish it, but that doesn't, like, that's not the end of it, right?
Sure.
Like, you reach that goal and then you can dream again. Like,
I
remember asking my dad, right? I was like, oh, but what was your dream growing up? And it was to become a professor. But that's not where it ends, right? Like, once you do become the professor, it's like, what kind of professor? And then, you know, there's always, like, a bigger picture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this is stepping stones, reaching the milestones to becoming the Michelle Yeoh.
Wow. Do you envision, like, your life, like, changing? Like, how are you kind of, like, anticipating,
you know Hollywood? I mean, I don't know quite. I mean, I think one thing I do is a part of me has these expectations for myself that I want to be here, right?
Yeah.
And so what do I need to get there? What do I need to do? And so when I hit these little milestones, I'm not completely thrown off or completely surprised, because I'm like trying to prep myself as I go mentally.
Right.
And I think that's just a good practice mentally, just for success.
Yeah.
And I'm me and my friend are talking a lot, and because he's in like the tech world, and so we're just having a lot of conversations, and you know, our steps to success, our what makes someone successful. And so I'm just kind of writing that for myself, and just little practices, but things that just a lot of people, I mean, not that a lot of people don't talk about, but it's just more of the things that's not just so plain sight, just the things that everyone like talks about,
right?
I mean, for me, so it's just like the people I surround myself with. I think that's like the number one key. Mm-hmm. It's like who you surround yourself with.
Okay.
You need a good group. I mean, the whole George Clooney story of how he gave 7 of his closest friends $1 million after, you know, something like that.
Is this a well-known story? I don't know.
It's just like a George Clooney story. It's a well-known George Clooney story, if you know George Clooney. but that's just something that stuck with me. And so I like to try to
take... So why did he give his friends...
Just as appreciation. It's like you guys came up with... Like you guys were... My support group.
You're eating too.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And I think that's extremely important, because I would not be here without.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's everything else outside of work. It's just your mental and emotional.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mental strength is everything. And like not giving up, and just being just a little crazy enough to just and stupid enough to keep going.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
But yeah, I got no idea where I was going with this. But
no,
I love it.
Well, I guess so. You were saying though, when you first came here, the first 7 months were a bit difficult, right?
For sure.
So how did you end up finding this group? Right.
It takes time. And my circle is very small, very, very, very small. Especially LA. I only have like a few close friends. Admittedly, a ton of acquaintances.
For sure.
Me as a person and what I do, I just met so many people, which was great. Which was honestly so great when I moved to LA. I met so many people, and I don't really hang out with like too many influencers or content creators. I really don't mean to sound a certain way.
No, we get it.
No, but just I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't. But not to say there's anything wrong about it, but a lot of the people I spend my time with are not in the industry, actually.
Mm.
And so,
if you could like give any like qualifiers of like people that you want to surround yourself with, or that you what does your circle kind of look like?
We can start with like red flags.
That's
easy. Like a close person, friend or dating, someone that loves or attracts drama.
Ooh.
That's like one of my biggest things.
Okay.
And so if you're the type of person that just either you find your way to it, or like you play, you know, like you
victimize almost.
Yeah, and you're just I don't know why, but it comes.
It always happens.
There's a pattern in me, but clearly it follows you. So
right, like you are the common denominator.
Sure, exactly. And so that is one of my biggest things.
Okay.
And LA is full of that. I mean, anywhere, major city, really. But that is one of my like really, really big things. I think all my close friends have a sense of humor, but the way I define it is it's just their own sense of humor, right? They're all funny. I think they're all pretty funny. They're all pretty genuine. Which I like, which I think the older I get too, there are certain things, even with like dating, I'm like trying to like what am I looking for in like my next girlfriend or something like that, right? Not that I'm ready at all. But yeah, certain things where it's like being able to be comfortable in your skin, I think that's a luxury that's a lot of people lack but desire. It's hard. It's very hard.
Yeah, I agree.
And trying to like being comfortable in your skin and just to be able to be yourself. So that's something I look for.
Yeah. I feel like there was so much to unpack there.
Sure.
Well, personally, but just by you saying like how you keep your friends like close, or like your close circle is very small, I'm curious, what are your thoughts on how connected the Korean community is in LA, number one? Mm. And then secondly, this is gonna bug me.
Well, I'll answer the first one. Okay. You can think of the second one as you go. What was the first one?
Korean community.
Oh, it's small.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go.
So what? Oh, anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
anywhere.
Anywhere. I feel like nowadays, like, I mean, you're from Georgia. Sure. Like, I went to school on the East Coast. I think everyone knows everybody.
Every Korean, starting at the very least, starting with your same, you know, race, ethnicity.
Right.
1 degree separation, honestly.
Literally.
Yeah. An Asian, 1.5 too.
Yeah. And then throw in church.
Oh my god.
It's like, I know you. Yeah. I literally know you.
Where have I seen you before? Probably everybody is like in Instagram posts.
For sure.
Okay, and then can we get into your dating life?
Sure.
So you said that you're not ready.
I'm not ready, but the door has been recently opened. It's cracked.
Oh, okay.
I was super emotionally unavailable, but I'm very like, I know that. I'm just like, I'm not going to bring someone along. Yeah, I'm not going to bring someone on when I'm not available. If I am unavailable,
you will.
I let you know.
Exactly.
Say, hey, like, this is what it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But the door's cracked. It's cracked.
Okay. For the right girl.
Sure. Yeah.
And what is this right girl? Like, you said that you're trying to define that.
Man. I mean, yeah, I am. Couple things. Smart. Intelligent is my first one. I mean, it's like in all seriousness,
they can't be stupid.
Honestly,
to be honest, I get that.
No, but
yeah,
I've learned that when you lose respect for someone, I mean, respect comes in so many things.
Of course.
Let's just intellectual respect.
Yeah, right.
In that sense, if you lose respect for someone, they become physically unattractive. They become uglier. I think it's science.
I've gone through this. Yeah.
Or not even a relationship. Like someone that you like or someone you've worked with or you used to admire or whatever, look up to. And once you lose respect for that person for whatever the reason is.
Yeah.
They're eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
And imagine trying to date that person. Ooh. And it creates a really unhealthy dynamic. It's almost like you're looking down
levels
on them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, and that's not fair to her.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's an icky place for me to be in.
Yeah.
So I'm staying in this relationship because I have this power trip over you and I find satisfaction in that. Eesh. Wow. That's not healthy for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so.
Okay.
Smart. Yeah.
So that's the deeper thing of this. Like, I can't date a dumbass. You know what I
mean? No, yeah, 100%.
But that is one thing that I'm definitely.
I'm like that,
sure,
but with ambition. As soon as I realize that someone like isn't ambitious, dude, my ick. Oh, I caught the ick. Like, people talk about icks. Yo,
got the ick.
It was actually like it was like someone I had like crushed on, I guess, for like a good amount of time, and then literally in one night I was like, oh my god, you are so lazy. Like, you literally don't have any aspirations. Like, I was like, I can't, because I think, like you said, like the deeper stuff, like looking down on someone like that, like that doesn't feel good, you know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, and that's not fair to them either.
You know?
There's that. Looks still matter to me. Because if I'm not physically and sexually attracted to you, that can only last so long, too.
Yeah.
And so there's that. But that's the problem, too. Alcohol's talking now. Full effect.
Yeah. Get it on.
What I've learned, pretty girls is a double-edged sword. There's a part of it for me that has yet to really, pretty girls that are very insecure is a very tough mix for both her and the whoever she's involved with.
Yeah.
And it's just it's sad, not in a condescending way at all, because it's like, dude, you are so beautiful, you're so pretty,
yeah,
but it's like you don't see yourself as that way, or at times,
right?
And sure, a lot of that's not even her fault.
It's just the
since birth. No, but no, since birth, majority of the identity is like, oh, you're pretty, you're pretty, you're pretty, you're pretty. That's like the only thing they're told.
Right.
And so the all the surface level physical things is like, that's what they try to upkeep, and that's they become like neurotic about it,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And also, a pretty girl, there's just guys just left and right, just nonstop, right?
Right.
Even if you're the most secure guy, I mean, it's just, that's just something you're gonna have to deal with, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's not her fault. I mean, like, of course, that's why you went after her.
You know what I mean? I can't blame you.
We know that
you have good taste.
It's like, you have good taste. Yeah. And so, there's many things that I'm working on. My jealousy, my insecurities, etc. Right? And so, so it goes both ways where it's like, can I even handle like a really beautiful, pretty girl?
Model,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. Do I even? I don't know.
Wow, you're that, it's so thoughtful. You know? It's so thoughtful.
But
like, I wonder if guys think about that, about themselves. You know, like, oh, I want to go for a pretty girl, but can I handle a pretty girl?
honestly, yeah. I mean,
it's a good thought.
And I like to ask questions on Instagram, just like advice and stuff, but something about along the lines of cheating and getting back with someone that cheated on you. And I've been having this whole thought experiment too.
Okay.
It's like, someone asked me, can I get back with someone if they cheat on me? The short answer is probably no, but I think if someone cheats on me, my girlfriend cheated on me, and I decide to forgive her and keep dating. I don't think, I can't confidently say that I could stay with her or fully forgive her without holding this over her head for the rest of our relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not, that's part of the reason why. And the people are like, oh, but it's not your fault. That's not the point. That's not the point.
Right.
Of course it's not my fault.
Right, right.
But it's also on me. If you choose to forgive someone and stay with that person, back to the whole power trip thing, back to the whole thing, it's you, then the whole forgiveness thing is you gotta let it go.
Yeah.
And that sure might take time.
Right.
That's gonna take a long time. And that's just, it's a tough, it's a tough dip to come back up from.
Right.
And so when I was asked that question, I'm rambling, but I've been doing just a lot of reflection and just more so less pointing fingers and just really looking myself in the mirror and just like,
sure.
Dude, you need to figure this out. Like, well, there is a lot of stuff that I need to figure out.
Yeah.
Cause clearly, and even in relationships too.
Yeah.
I think I have a comfort zone of bad relationships, and that's an insecurity of mine. Some people meet me and they're like, you seem like a catch, or blah, blah, blah. You're well put together. But I will, for whatever reason, when I'm in a relationship, it's a different side, and just like all that icky stuff comes out, and just parts that I don't like about myself, or the jealousy, insecurity, you know. What were we talking about?
Well, I want to say we've definitely talked about like a similar topic, right? Hannah and I, we've talked about like, oh, if like, you know, we got cheated on or whatever, like, would you stay with your partner?
Yeah.
And we were saying it's very context dependent, right? Like, if you had children. Like, I feel like that's a difference. I mean, that's like a whole different, like, that's the context is so different there. Where, like, I think if we weren't even married and you were just dating, I'd probably like not, if I didn't like absolutely like, you know, like, you are my soulmate, but I don't really believe in soulmates, so you know, like, we'd probably let it go. But what if you were like married and then if you have kids?
It complicates the question for
So my answer was like, based off, if I really love the person, like really, really love the person.
But still.
But am I strong enough to not hold this over their head?
Yeah.
For like, just, you know, she forgot to take out the trash. And it's like, remember that time you cheated
on
me?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like when me and my sister fight and she's like, when did I do that? I'm like, let me pull up the notes.
Yeah.
And I like
have written down
receipts.
Oh yeah, I do. I do have the receipts. So.
Honestly, I'm thinking about it and I feel like, whenever anything like big happened on their end, I would default to that. I would be like, hey, but remember this.
And like, after a certain point, it's no longer their fault.
Really.
And that's tough to swallow, because you chose to take them back.
Exactly. Ball was in your court.
But we're talking about his type.
So smart.
Model, smart.
Don't cheat on me.
Don't cheat on me. This was friends. I was going to say humorous, but that was the friends.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say anything other than smart and not cheating?
Just smart and not cheat on me. Awesome.
This is where I'm at. Oh man, I like a little quirk.
Okay.
Yeah, that thing is very attractive.
But what does that even mean?
Yeah, just what does that mean?
Nuanced behavior, just like your little like quirky tendencies, just like weird things that you do or like, or everyone has it. Everyone has.
Oh, for sure.
She has a lot.
Yeah.
She's.
What are some of yours? What are some of your quirks?
Okay, one of hers is she will say things with such confidence, but they're not real. Like she'll say facts. She'll be like,
one of those.
The population of Georgia is 25, and we're like, that's not right. So we started calling them Julu facts.
Yeah. Then Julu came about because my dog's name is Lulu, and my parents love my dog so much. They'll like, you know, you have an older brother, right?
Yeah.
Your parents probably called you your brother's name before.
Of course.
Right? Yeah, so my parents call me Lulu sometimes. Or called my dog Julie. Uh-huh. Sometimes I've called me Julu. Have like mixed the names together. Uh-huh. So that's where Julu came about.
Yeah.
Mixing my name and my dog's name.
That's pretty bad, dude.
That is pretty bad. It's pretty bad, but...
That's funny.
So Julu facts. That's where funny. It came from. Yeah.
What are your other quirks?
I don't know. Okay, well, they're probably quirks, but it's just like, I feel like I'm very... You see, weird isn't really the word. It is quirk. It's like, I'm scared of weird things. And so I request certain things because I'm scared of some stuff. So like, I hate like, roaches.
Roaches?
So I'm not allowed to say the first part of this word. Okay. It's roaches. It's blank blank roaches.
Roaches.
Cockroach?
Yeah. Stuff like that.
A lot of people don't like.
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure. I think it's just.
No, she's very quirky. I think it's like quirky to the point of like you can't even describe it.
It's just normal.
It.
Yeah.
Sure, it's just part of who you are.
Like I've just never. I really appreciate Hannah. She thinks I'm funny.
She's so fucking funny.
But I would not say that I'm the like your most like traditional. Like she's funny, right? But I mean, our humor codes aren't like. Totally in line,
right.
But we have friends who are savage funny, right? Like where because they say it, it's okay. But if somebody else said that to my face, I'd be like, "What the fuck did you just say?"
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's okay that they say it. But for mine, I think it comes from such a genuine place.
Yeah.
Of I am curious.
Yeah.
And it like takes my friends by surprise. They're like, "What?"
Yeah.
That's where my humor comes in.
That's comedy.
And that's what. Oh.
The definition of comedy. I mean that you just defined comedy. Comedy. Observationally, it's just stripping everything out. It's just observation. It's just funny.
Ooh.
Just genuinely, it's just funny. Oh. And that's why I love observational humor. And that's why I think there's nothing that's off topic. If you're coming from a good intention, you can talk about anything. And as you should be able to laugh about anything.
Yeah.
Dark. I mean, I'm incredibly dark.
Are you?
My humor, me and Glenn... Whew, if our messages leaked, oh my god!
I think there needs to be people leak their secrets to you.
No way! But yeah, I like dark humor.
Dark humor, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, I did. Okay, this was not the second question that I wanted to ask, but actually, recently, I feel like I was taking things very personally, and so when you said like, don't like. Reflect that onto others, but look at a mirror and don't project it onto others, but like just look at a mirror and like kind of like I think you were you're talking about like self-reflection and just how have you mentally been able to do that? Because it's so hard.
It is.
Like being able to think about like being aware of just what you need to fix or being just aware, period. But how have you been doing that?
I think I've always been kind of self-aware. So ever since I was a kid, humor has been my strongest asset, but my biggest defense mechanism.
Ooh.
You know, and that's just always how I coped. Also, you know, made people laugh and stuff like that. And one of my biggest crutches growing up was people saying that the word immature. I hated that word when it said onto me. I hated it because, especially growing up. People would be like, oh, he's immature, he's silly, he's such a, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But what they didn't realize, even from a young age, and a part of me hated that I even had to explain myself, right?
Mm.
But I will willingly make a fool out of myself if it brings someone else joy, laughter, happiness. It sounds cheesy as hell, but you have no idea, like, my intentions, right?
Yeah.
And then just like, you clearly you're so miserable, right? Yeah. I mean, this is me like angry, me projecting too. But yeah, that's just always been something about myself as well. And I have an older brother, so I think I've kind of grew up faster, for better or for worse. And so he's 8 years older, so he's very smart. We're very close. We talk a lot. I learn so much through him.
Is he in LA too?
No, he's in Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in Korea. And so I learned a lot through that. And, you know, just growing up in a dysfunctional family, you know, that's very normal for us.
Yeah.
And so the bit I always tell is, you know, I had to finish my math homework at 6 and do couples therapy at 6:30, you know, counseling, right? There were so many times I'm just like, I'm sitting here. My mom and my dad would sit me down. I'm like, well, I think this is what mom's trying to say. I think this is what dad's trying to say. The kid shouldn't go through that. Kid should not be doing that.
Yeah.
Right? And then a lot of times they'd be like, wow, that was very insightful, Jude. I'm like, well, I need to go back to math homework. Yeah. So then there's that. But even doing social media, I've learned to not take things as personally. And one of my close friends told me, you know, that you've grown so much, because at first you would get triggered by every little comment or message and stuff, not in a bad way, but and just the way you handle things now is much more mature. And so I mean, you just learn as you go, and there's just you can't fix everything at once. So it's just like little bullet points. What am I gonna try to focus on, tackle today or this week or just this period, whatever, right? Season, whatever people, whatever word you want to use, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, I say this cautiously, but I think the pandemic also, however you look at perspectives, is a lot of good has come out of it in terms of. We were kind of forced to spend a lot of time with ourselves, and I hated it. I was so bad at. I hated spending time with this guy.
Yeah,
I'm in the same room. I'm like, dude, go stand over there. Like, I'm gonna be here. You go over there. Right? I cannot stand it.
Yeah,
but I enjoy it way way more now. I've become much more introverted.
Yeah.
Some people, up until recently, no one would have. If someone had to guess, they're like extrovert 10 out of 10 times. But more and more people are like, oh, you're an introvert. I'm like, no, I'm still an extrovert at my core. But
for sure.
Right.
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially most people are ambiverts, right? I mean, most people are a mixture of both. Yeah. No one's like, I mean, few people are so strongly one or the other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, but some people are. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty extroverted. Well,
but to your point, though, like I always thought I was an extrovert, but having that time to reflect on myself, and you know, just when words are tossed around so often, you forget like what it actually means.
Yeah.
And so tracing it back to like, where do you gain the energy from? I realized, oh, I'm not like really like an extrovert in the core. I do like being with people, but where do I gain the energy is like when I'm alone. And so I do need that like cater time alone.
I mean, but back to the whole reflection thing, I think a lot of it is also just outside sources that helps you. So I mean, I'm a big fan of digesting media, film, television, right? And I learn a lot through there. And I say this all the time, BoJack Horseman is a TV show, it's a show. Love. It's on Netflix. It's an animated cartoon show. It's like my top three favorite show of all
BoJack
time.
BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
It's so, the writing is incredibly good. And I take it slowly, because sometimes it's so dark. It's like something that's so raw and dark. But the show, what it does so well, it puts into words thoughts that you're having that didn't know you had. And so like, it'll say something, you're like, I was thinking that kind of stuff, but when someone is able to formulate a thought into a word, like words, it's like, oh, there's a concept for that. There's a term for that.
Right.
There's a whole, you know, psychology behind that.
Yeah.
I mean, just even with the whole not taking things personally, right? Or trying not to. It's just when I see myself, it's such an interesting concept when people get very defensive, like the act of overcompensating. When you kind of look at it, it's like, okay, clearly
there's something there.
I'm like very defensive about this thing, or when someone brings up, or when you talk about something with your friends, or bring up something, there's like certain things that it's like hard to joke about when you mean it so lightly, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's like, oh, dude, like, I don't know, like, your car is so messy. Well, dude, what are you talking about? No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's, like, oh, shit, like, it's just like a fact. It's just a joke. It's a fact and a joke, but it's just like, it's just like
14 water bottles in the car.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But I like to go on walks. I go on a lot of walks.
Okay.
Walks are great by yourself and with people. Mm-hmm. It's a great date idea too, because it's just, there's something about doing something physically active that's just strenuous enough where it's not, you're not really thinking about it, mm-hmm. but it keeps your jitters away.
Okay.
So you're doing something physically.
Yeah.
But it's stimulating enough where you're just talking.
Right.
Walks are amazing. And then for self-reflection, I really, really enjoy it. And I love a workout tip is like, call a friend, call someone that you can have a long conversation with that you either haven't talked to in a while or whoever.
Yeah.
And just go on a walk on a treadmill or anything. 30 minutes, easy.
Yeah.
Flies by.
Oh, for sure.
Because I also think like I'm a pretty like self-reflective person. And I think that really came out during quarantine.
Yeah, I think
when it was just like literally me and my thoughts. Yeah. But do you feel, have you ever felt like it's like too overwhelming or like overthinking?
Time. Oh, I'm an overthinker. Chronic.
Okay.
Chronically.
Oh, okay.
And so I am trying to practice. So my friend says, no shoulda, woulda, coulda. That's like one of his mottos. No shoulda.
No shoulda, woulda, coulda.
No shoulda, woulda, coulda. And his girlfriend says, every choice you make is the right choice.
Like everything happens for a reason.
It's the right choice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's the correct choice.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because when you're overthinking, it just, I feel like it just stops it right away.
I get stuck.
Yeah,
I get stuck. I've had conversations with myself of what to eat for dinner for 45 minutes. I kind of want this, but that sounds nice too. Yeah. And just a constant loop. And at the end of the day, it's really overthinking becomes a form of self-indulgence. My brother calls it masturbation, but. It is. I mean, it's just at a certain point, it's just you're indulging yourself.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That is so true.
But I'm too in my head, so that's why I try to get out of my head. And I'm trying not to think as much at times.
Yeah,
where I'm just like, just do it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the idea of making tough choices, it's not about the choice. It's not about which choice. It's not about A or B.
Right.
It's about making a choice and going, just moving forward.
Huh.
That's what it really is. That's the formula of making a tough choice. It's never about A or B. That's where you get stuck.
Right.
You choose A or B.
And just go.
And you commit.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then I think that life works around the choice that you made.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah.
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 You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well,
when I decided to move, I've been thinking about moving for a long time. And then when I finally did it, I had a phone call with a friend. And 4 days later, I told my parents I'm moving.
Yeah.
And I just did it. And then in less than a month, and then I drove here by myself.
You drove here?
Yeah, by myself, coast to coast. Damn. Georgia's on that very coast.
Thank you.
Right above Florida.
I know the song. You don't know the state song? Florida, Georgia. South Carolina.
That's definitely not the
North
song.
North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland. Yeah.
Oh, just the coast?
Yeah, it's literally
just
like the East Coast.
50,
No, I don't.
Do you know the 50,
not,
50 United
no
States?
Way. I used to be really good at geography, more so like
world.
I have the globe thingy and you play the game like.
Oh, what?
It's called Eureka. My brother used to. I used to know.
Wait,
but
is that the game? I know there's a game where like you choose a random place and it shows you an image and you have to guess where it is.
Oh, no.
And the hints are like, if you're lucky, there'll be some signage. Mm-hmm. And if like depending on the language, then you'll be able to tell where it is. But if not, sometimes it's just like it's a random place on Google Maps. Mm.
And
that's the game. I don't know what it's called. Maybe a Kogi knows.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. People try to do like they zoom in on a dirt road, and people try to figure out. Yeah.
That's Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
sorry, there would be peaches, huh?
Yeah. But yeah. No weed.
Yeah.
No weed.
Justin Bieber grew up like in my hometown, like 5 minutes away from me.
I thought he was Canadian.
He is from Canada, but Usher picked him up, and Usher's from Georgia, so he lived in Georgia for a bit.
Usher baby,
come on.
I actually do not know that at all. And I guess like one thing I'm curious about is like, you know, you mentioned like mental toughness.
Sure.
Are there some like practices that you have like started to take on in
yeah,
order
he goes
to
on walks
be mentally tough?
I'm a fan of going through tough times alone, learning how to, not every time, but I think we as humans need to know how to struggle by ourselves. I feel like not a lot of people talk about that, because at the end of the day, when you're like depression on a spectrum, the lowest part of depression, no one can bring you out by yourself. You have to pour yourself out.
For sure.
I 100% agree.
Right? And so you better start kind of spending some time with yourself and learning how to talk to yourself and having a pep talk with yourself. Because at the end of the day, only you can pour yourself out.
Yeah.
You know, you have to learn how to struggle alone.
Yeah.
It sucks. Like really sucks. But a part of it is just growth and adulting and maturing. Sure. It's tough.
For sure.
But that's the thing. I think a lot of these things, they're not easy. Mm-hmm. They're really not. But the hope is to get better. I don't know.
Yeah. You feel like that your first 7 months here, like that was that time?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just everything. It was tough. It was rough.
Right.
I just like,
But you brought yourself up. I feel like that sounded like a rap, no? It was tough. It was rough. But I brought myself up.
Damn.
That was pretty good.
Bars.
Julu.
Bars. Yeah. Julu Beats.
Julu Beats, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, any final questions?
Yeah. So we both moved, but not this move, but the move when you drove from Georgia, the state of right above Florida, all the way to California. This is just a personal, like, how did your parents react? Because you made the decision 4 days later, you told your parents.
My mom was freaking out. She's like, I'm going to sneak into your trunk if you don't, like, ship your car. She's a big worrier.
Mm,
you know, she's a big worrier. Yeah, she was freaking out. My brother was the one that's just, I mean, verbatim, you guys can blurt this up. He's like, don't be a pussy. Like, that's all he said. That's literally all I was like. But the thing is, it helps so much in the sense of, yeah, again, with the overthinking of this, that just
make for sure,
just do it, man.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. You'll be okay.
Yeah,
you'll be okay. Just do it.
Yeah, Nike.
Nice, but that was also my first big, you know, whole like testament thing to move to LA. That was my first accomplishment.
Yeah,
if I can do this, I'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's kind of what I told myself. If I can drive by myself. And I did it in 3 days, which is like,
you're
good,
like,
for
don't
two
be
people.
A pussy.
Day three, I was like, hey, how are you? Like, there's no one next to me, you know?
Enjoying your own company.
I was kind of losing it, man. But on day three, I turned because I saw Horseshoe Bend, Grand Canyon, the big like sign. And so I was like, yeah, why not? Because I didn't plan. I didn't do the scenic or anything. I just drove straight.
Yeah.
And then on day three, I saw the sign. I was like, okay, let's try to check it out. I turned, and then after 20 minutes, I U-turned, and I just came out. I took a Yui.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, there's no way. Because that was going to add about 8 hours to the trip. I was like, I can't.
Oh, wow.
There's no way I'm going to do it. And then right when I got to LA, there was a Koreatown night market, like a big one.
Oh, yeah,
so I went to that, and then I went out to Terracotta.
The same night?
The same night.
I'm
crazy.
Oh, he's crazy.
I just,
All right, full send.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because my parents will never say that they are sad that I left, but they'll like call me every single day, you know? So I'm like,
Yeah.
But that's all.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm glad we got to chat.
I know. Yeah. This is great. Also, so happy for you. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats again.
I know. Yeah. So many exciting things. I mean, the move.
Becoming Michelle Yeoh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. Stuff. I'm so excited to watch.
I'm excited to see what these, even, you know, when this comes out, to see where I'll be. I mean, I don't know. Even those in the short months.
So
these next 6 months, I'm like completely booked. This is my full-time thing.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
I have my table read tomorrow. My first time doing a table read. All the cast.
We're
all, yeah.
Did you not get nervous?
Like, oh, yeah. I just throw up on the side, you know? I get nervous all the time. I'm so nervous and anxious, but just
talking to yourself in the car on the way there.
Yeah. But just, you know, when it's crunch time, I'm trying to have fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, like, my biggest takeaway is I'm happy to be here. So
Yeah.
Just you know, do your homework.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here, really. And I think that's the most important thing I'm trying to tell myself. I'm just be happy to be here, because people would kill to be in your position. And I would too, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
Yeah.
And so just do my homework, learn my lines, but other than that, have fun.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you guys can catch June on, are you allowed to give the title?
Oh, it's called The Brother's Son. Sun as in the sun, like the in the sky.
Son.
It's a Taiwanese game culture. It's going to be like multi-genre. It's dark. It's action. It's comedy. It's okay. Like family. It's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, catered for everyone.
Very
literally.
Interesting. I think it's going to be one of a kind. I'm excited.
Yeah.
The Brother's Son.
I'm anxiously optimistic.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, it would be crazy if it just shows up on people's like homepages. Like,
yeah, or if it's like 10. On the billboard, like, you know, your on, like, face. Literally your face.
I will say, I did hear that, so Netflix has like categories.
Yeah.
We're on like the top priority category. Wow. Maybe we're probably on the bottom of that, but still, we're on like the highest priority category.
Wow. Okay, right. Let's go, June.
Let's go,
Brother's Son.
Brother's Son. Okay. Son. Yeah.
What, Brother's Son.
Brother's Son. And
yeah.
Two brothers.
Okay.
And I'm the only Korean. Cast
okay.
and crew.
Let's go.
I'm a Korean playing a Korean American.
Okay.
Dude.
Yeah. I feel like I need to plug this in now just because it's called Brother's Son, but there's a really great taco place called Brother's Cousin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where on Sautel, so check it out.
Okay.
On Sautel, yeah, it's really tasty.
Brother's Cousin.
Yeah, Brother's Cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. It's just from, I love their tacos. Yeah. But El Flamin is still number one.
Yeah. K-Town, Vermont.
Who's my love language?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. And you guys can check out June on YouTube and Instagram as well. Do you have any other social platforms?
Everything. TikTok, YouTube, TikTok. Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
And then you guys can check us out on Instagram and TikTok at purgogi.podcast, on Twitter at purgogipodcast, me on Instagram at HANAKATTT.
And me on TikTok at BEJULIFIED.
Yay. Oh. I'm so excited.
Okay, should we do the 3-tier or should we do the 1-level? Ooh.
Up to you. You decide.
All right, choose A or B.
B.
All right, we're doing the ooh all together. Choose a pitch of your choice. I'm going to count down 1, 2, 3, and you're going to just, not belt out, but kind of belt out the ooh. All right, are you ready? One take. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
It's so loud.
Why did you guys
think that? All of you.
I mean, like, I'm the most expected.
Shoot, Bet,
ooh, but
Bet, do the deepest.
You guys are trying to all tenor machismo.
Bet, do your deepest.
I've never heard that.
It was so, like, not even harmonious. It was one, like, what do you call a one note? Like, one note.
We were really insane.
I was, I was like, right before I was contemplating, should I do a high ooh? That would have been funny. If I did, and the both of y'all did a low, how funny. That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
Okay, one more time for like 5 seconds.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
I don't even hear
you. He's just kissing the mic.
No, this is ASMR. You will hear it on the podcast. Ooh. That's low.
Wait. That's real low.
I can do it too. Do yours.
Not bad.
That's really low.
That's pretty low.
That's really low.
I think you just grew some testicles from that one.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, you guys.